张纸。 Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1619, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, July the 8th, 2025, which in UTC time is Wednesday, July the 9th, 2025 at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston. And we're also on the 443.325 repeater in Katy. And both of those have a PL tone of 123.0. And then there's the 146.7 and other linked repeaters. And the AMSAT DMR Talk Group, 98006, YSF Fusion, 11689, All-Star Node, 572580, and EchoLink is star AMSAT star. And I will now take any check-ins.
Whiskey Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta, WD5JRD Carl. Good evening.
Good evening, Carl. WD5JRD up there in Jersey Village. Got a good signal this evening. Got anybody else out there?
DL123.
Okay, well, we're going to remind everybody that thanks to Bruce, KK5DO, tonight's URLs are available over at amsatnet.com. On the front page there, he's got a link to the URLs, so we appreciate Bruce doing that for us. Also, you can make a quick phone check-in to the Houston AmSatNet by calling 713-467-9870 to send an APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And that email, it's wv5y@comcast.net. Okay, over on HF, they just completed the 13 Colonies special event, which I know was one of Andy's special events, so one of his favorites that he liked. And I've grown to like it quite a bit, too, there myself. And we did copy everybody except for the Great Britain station this year. So we did it pretty good. So we look forward to it again next year. Okay, let's see. From the South Texas Moon Launch Team, let's see, they hold their meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. And that happens at 4:30 p.m. in a local restaurant. And then at 8 p.m. Central Time, there is a meeting on Zoom, and that can be attended by anyone. And it's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate Walter keeping the Subtex Balloon Launch Team going there, and along with John, AB5SF, and keeping those balloons going. We did get an email, I guess, from him, but I think it was regarding an update to a software program. And I sure hope they're not dumping connecting email servers to HF. That sounds like a bad idea to me. Okay, let's see here. We're going to switch over to the South Texas Balloon ANS Weekly Bulletins. And this is AMSAT News Service Weekly Bulletin number 187 by Mark Johns, K0J. The AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. Okay, also, let's see, you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service Bulletins, and that's via the ANS list. So to join the ANS list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/Pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Okay, now that field day is over, there is one more thing you can do if you would like to participate in the scoring process for AMSAT Field Day, and that's to email your submission sheet to Bruce, as the AMSAT Field Day submissions are now due. If you do not have the submission sheet, you can go to AMSAT.org and under Events, select AMSAT Field Day. Download the rules. The satellite summary sheet is at the end of the rules. Satellite summary sheet should be used for submission of the AMSAT Field Day competition and be received by Bruce, KK5DO, by email by 11:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. This year, they're using the same due date as the ARRL. The only method for submitting your log is via email to kk5do@amsatnet.com or kk5do@arrl.net. And there is no mail-in entries. All right, it would be nice if you could add photographs or other interesting information. And it could be used in the article for the AMSAT Journal. So you never know, you might see your pictures show up in the journal. And you will receive an email back within 1 or 2 days of your email submission from Bruce when it has been received. If you do not receive a confirmation message, try sending it again or send it to his other email address. And we want to thank Bruce Page, KK5DO, AMSAT Director of Contests and Awards, for that information. Okay, this is Mike, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. Your 2025 AMSAT President's Club coin is waiting. Can celebrate the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight and help support the Golf and the Fox Plus projects. Join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. Just go over to www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. They're seeking additional volunteers for Moon Day at the Dallas Frontiers of Flight Museum. The 2025 Moon Day, a space-themed public STEM event, will take place on Saturday, July the 19th at the Frontiers of Flight Museum at Love Field in Dallas, held each year close to the date of the Apollo 11 moon landing. The event features hands-on science exhibits and activities for all ages. Moon Day runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time, with setup beginning at 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
AMSAT will once again be represented at the event by AMSAT Ambassador Thomas Schuessler, N5HYP, along with several North Texas satellite enthusiasts. They will engage with the public, including many young people on satellite orbits, the International Space Station, and amateur radio in space. Exhibits will include the AMSAT Fox CubeSat engineering model and the CubeSat simulator, and the team hopes to demonstrate a few live satellite passes during the day. Tom is seeking additional AMSAT volunteers from the North Texas area to help staff the exhibit table. The AMSAT booth will be located next to the Dallas Amateur Radio Club, providing opportunities for great conversations with fellow hams as well as curious families. Volunteers receive free museum admission and lunch. Anyone interested in helping for part or the entire day is encouraged to email Tom, and that's n5hyp@awrl.net.
CL-123.
Okay, Colonel Carl E. Waltz, United States Air Force retired, ex-KC-5TIE, and former NASA astronaut, will be the keynote speaker for Moon Day 2025. For more information about the event, you can check out flightmuseum.com/events/moonday. And we want to thank Tom Schuessler, N5HYP, AMSAT Ambassador, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5, Houston AMSATnet. Hey, you need any satellite antennas? You can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Okay, let's see. We've got the Gridmaster map, the satellite top 100 rovers, for the July 2025 rankings, and this is updated 6/28/2025. The July 2025 rankings for the top 100 rovers, that's mixed low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary in satellite operations, as determined by @GridmasterMap on X, has been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of QSOs logged on the gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations, and satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world satellite contacts also to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. Okay, congratulations, and once again, at the top of the list, we still have ND9M in position number 1. Okay, we saw that with NJ7H, JA9KRO, UT1FG, N5UC, DL6AP, OE3SEU, DPOPOL, actually DP0POL, F5VMJ, WI7P, K5ZM, LU5ILA, N6UA, W5PFG. Then we've got good Sierra, illustrious ex-leader there in 14th position, W5PFG. Let's see, then we've got N9IP, WY7AA, HA3FOK, AK8CW, DL2GRC, AB0DX, N4AKV, BA1PK, and then we've got NDOF, AB0HJ in position 23. WD9EWK and ND0C in the first quarter. Okay. We got a little bit of discussion there on EchoLink. Maybe we're not going through all this evening. I mean, over DMR, sorry. So, we'll find out a little bit more about that in the future. But, appreciate that when it is working. We appreciate that conversation there from EchoLink. Okay, let's see. We're going to go through the second quarter here. We've got KX9X. DJ8MS, KG5CCI, ON4AUC, N5BO, K8BO, KE4AL, KB5FHK, PA3GAN, JO2SAQ, F4BKV, VE3HLS, KI0KB, VA3VGR, KI7UNJ. We've got HJ5LVR, LA9XGA, N7AGF, VK5DG, JFZ, XE3DX, KE0WPA, AC0RA, KE0PBL, K2XXK. Okay, let's see, starting in position 51, we've got K7TAB, PR8KW, XE1ET, W7WGC, EB1AO, DF2EP, N6DNM, EA4MF, LU4JVE, SM3NRY, KI7QEK, AA5PK, is Patrick. Okay, and then right after that, in position 63, we've got W1AW. Okay, then we've got F4DXV, DL4EA, KE9AJ, AB7DB, VE1CWJ, BG7QIW, W8LR, SP5XSD, M1BBD, N8RO, VA7LM, and KM4LAO. Okay, we've got HB9GWJ, N4UFO, PC2AP, AA8CH, BE1VOX, PT9BM, FG8OJ, YU 0W. All right, then in position number 84, we've got NDOF, N6UTC, and then AF5CC, KI7UXT, JM1CAX, KJ7NDY, PS8BR, N4DCW, WA9JBQ, KG4AKV, WA8MTB, KB2YSI, K0FFY, BE3GOP, N0TEL, DK9JC. And then in last two spots, we've got K6VHF and VE7PTN. So we want to thank at Gridmaster Map for that information. Okay, we've got the second list, the VUCC satellite standing for July 2025. Of course, this is a shorter list, and this is the change summary. So this is the updates from people who have made from last month to this month. And this is for VUCC. So this is we've got a bunch of contact work here. All right, this is from June the 1st, 2025 to July the 1st, 2025. We've got KO4MA going from 2000 to 2100. DL5GAC from 1576 to 1745. DF2ET from 1602 to 1700. W5CBF from 1326 to 1554. We've got AA5PK, there's Patrick, 1524 to 1525. All right, K8TL from 1016 to 1017. AJ6D has gone from 150 in the list to 1,000. So that's a lot of contacts there.
DL123.
All right, we've got W8LR from 905 to 910, VE7PTN from 635 to 794, N8MR from 775 to 783, W6ZQ from 560 to 561, JG2TSL from 157 to 516. Okay, that's a lot of activity. Then we've got a K6VHF from 376 to 401, M8HRZ from 337 to 343, JE2UFF from 280 to 334, SP7JS from 253 to 300. Then we have YL2KF going from new on the list, 283. Let's see, EA4DE 50 to 200, OH3BP from 150 to 176, NKOS from 169 to 170, N9BX from 125 to 163, KC7WXD is new on the list with 133, and XE2YWH in DL82 to DL92 is new with 119 contacts. Okay, then we've got WB5TX going from 101 to 110, KB4YKC from 100 to 108, K4XP from 101 to 102, BI1OEU in China, new with 100, and EA1FWI in Spain is also new with 100. Okay, we want to say congratulations to the new VUCC satellite holders, and YL2KF is the first VUCC satellite holder from Latvia, and grid KO27, and EA1FWI is the first BEC satellite holder from grid IN72. And we want to thank John Goering, N7AZ, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y and the Houston AmSat Net. We're not quite done with Luce yet. We've got one more, and that is the DXCC satellite standing for July 2025. And this is also a change summary from June the 1st, 2025 to July the 1st, 2025. But this is DXCC, which means it's for countries. Okay, let's see, IW1FZR, going from 154 to 184 countries work via satellite. Congratulations. We've got YO2CMI, also at the top of the list, going from 180 to also to 184, tied with IW1FZR. Okay, then going from 163 to 164, we've got HB9RYZ, EA2AA, going from 160 to 161, IK4DRY from 144 to 150, W5CBF from 130 to 143, DL2MIH from 132 to 141, EA1N is going from 114 to 139, and DL2QB from 120 to 136. Okay, then we've got IK0WMJ from 128 to 131, IK7FMQ from 128 to 130, LA0FA from 117 to 128, W8LR from 112 to 114, I4DOR, new with 101, and KP3V, new with 100. And KP3V is the first DXC satellite holder from grid FK78. Okay, we want to thank John Goering, N7AZ, for the information on those lists. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSat Net. Let's see. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a look and see who we've got checking in now via some of our other means here. Okay, let's see. We talked to Charlie a little earlier there in the week, and sounds like he's doing good. So we got him checked in, K5ENG over there in West Houston, and we also want to wish him a happy birthday.
W5BSA repeater.
All right, we got a message from Dale, WB08KO, and he is not in Moorhead, Minnesota. He's over there in Hawaii, hanging out watching turtles make their way into the ocean. So he sent us a lovely picture of that. So glad to see he and the wife having a good time over there on vacation. Of course, he does do the backup archiving of the audio for the website. Even when he's not around, he's got that. And we appreciate him doing that for us, and we have used it in the past. Okay, we want to say hello, and thanks to Vern, WA0RCR. He's out there in Wentzville, Missouri, and of course he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz full carrier AM on the weekend. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band. And we'll also say hello to Kai, N6ZZO. He's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and checks in, and we appreciate that. And he's out there in McKinleyville, California. Okay, let's see. We got a hi, Marty. So, hey, Clay. from Internet IRC, and then let's see. We also want to say hi to Rachy as well. Okay, and then let's see. We've got from Echolink. We've got Steve, KA5YFC, good evening to him. Hello to Andrew, KC5LWI, he's down there in Galveston, so we hope he's having a good evening down there. I want to say hello to Bruce, KK5DO, he's up there in Roman Forest, and of course, thanks to him, our URLs are available over at AmpsetNet.com. And then we've got Indoff, good evening Indoff, N6UTC, he's out there in Long Beach, California. And we've got Dale, WD0AKO, and out there in KH6 land, and logged on to Echolink. So good evening Dale, and I hope you're having a good time there in Hawaii. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSat Net. Let's see, we're also right at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick standby and see if we have any check-ins. So, do we have any late check-ins to the Houston AmSat Net? Come now. Looks like we got everybody aboard there. Let's see. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get your AmSat car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. You just go over to www.zazzle.com/AmSat_gear.
DL-123.
Two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or just KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. So, weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. So if you download and initialize the updated Keplerian element tracking program, then you should find all your satellites are in the right spots. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. And new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. You can find more information on KEPs over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And this week, there are no additions or deletions to the AmSat TLE distribution. But we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AmSat Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, a French astronaut will take food from a Michelin-starred chef to the International Space Station. A lot of folks know, French cuisine has a reputation for being among the world's best. So, what's a French astronaut to do when faced with the prospect of spending months aboard the International Space Station eating freeze-dried food straight from the packaging? This one managed to recruit a Michelin-starred chef to reimagine French classics like foie gras and lobster bisque. And it was the answer for Sophie Adenot, KJ5LTN, who is due to undertake her first space mission in 2026. And then on the AMSAT News Service bulletins, there's a lovely picture of Chef Anne Sophie and astronaut Sophie Adenot, KJ5LTN, at a tasting in Paris. The meals designed by Anne Sophie Pick will make up the bonus food taken to the ISS during Adenot's Epsilon mission, the European Space Agency said in a statement Tuesday, July the 1st. Food in space is typically freeze-dried and comes in plastic packaging from a list of pre-approved items, the ESA said. Fruit and vegetables are a rare luxury that are available only when a spacecraft arrives with supplies. Astronauts, however, are able to have specially catered bonus food that makes up about 10% of what they eat. This is usually developed in partnership with a chef, and astronauts say it boosts mental well-being. It adds variety, and it helps them bond with fellow crew members when shared in orbit, according to the ESA. You can find the full article over at wapo.st/4LYXEKJ, or you can find that link over at AmSatNet.com, thanks to Bruce, and we want to thank the Washington Post for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. I think if I was an astronaut, I think my partnership with my chef would probably be with some lovely ice cream company. All right, we want to thank the Washington Post for that information. And let's see, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and Japanese astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. All right, we've got a recently completed contact here. This is the Axiom 4 Group 1 Telebridge via K6 DUE. It was the Hungarian Scout Association in Budapest, Hungary. And then there's the Banka Reformed Primary School, Technical College and Vocational Training School in Debrecen, Hungary. And then we had an amateur radio club, HAHC, and HA5KBF in Budapest, Hungary. The ISS call sign for the contact scheduled was NA1SS, the crew member, Tibor Kapu, HA5TRO. The Eris Mentor ON6TI and the contact was successful Thursday, 7-3-2025, 11:05:59 UTC, and they had a 50-degree elevation. Okay, then we had another Axiom 4, Group 4 Telebridge via K6 DUE with the University of Wrocław in Wrocław, Poland. The ISS call sign was scheduled to be NA1SS. The crew member was Uznanski Wisniewski, SQ7AS, and the air is Mentor K4RGK. All right, we want to say congratulations to them. They had a successful contact, and that was on Friday, 7/4/2025 at 8:41:36 UTC with only a 16-degree elevation. And we'll say congratulations to Slewoff for his first ever ARIS contact. And you can find a live stream over at YouTube. And we got the link for you at amsatnet.com. Okay, K6DUE has been busy. The Axiom 4 Telegroup 5 telebridge with the URAO Satellite Center, the URSC, Department of Space, Government of India, Bengaluru, Karnataka, India, ISS call sign, scheduled BNA1SS with Shubhanshu Shukula, VU2 TNI. All right, the ARIS Mentor, AA6TB, the contact was successful. Friday, 7/4/2025 at 10:17:10 UTC, and they had a lovely 86-degree elevation. Okay, then we've got the Rzeszow University of Technology in Rzeszow, Poland. Thanks to another telebridge via K6DUE, the ISS call sign scheduled BNA1SS. The crew member was Slawaz Uznamski Wisniewski, SQ7AS, the air center, K4RGK. Contact successful, 7/5/2025 at 09/28/23 UTC with a 48-degree elevation. Okay, then let's see, on 7/8, they had a Northeastern Space Application Center in NESAC, Department of Space, Government of India, in Shillong, Meghalaya, India, ISS call sign, scheduled BNA1SS, with crew member Shubhanshu Shukula, VU2 TNI, and the ARIS Mentor AA6TB.
BL123.
Okay, this contact was also on 7/8/2025 at 08/38/31 UTC with a 77-degree elevation. And it looks like we've got one coming up, and that's the Mobilis Kazansnu nonprofit from Gyor, Hungary. The ISS call sign, scheduled to be NA1SS. Scheduled crew member is Tibor Kapu, HA5TRO. The ARIS mentor is ON6TI, and the contact is Wednesday, 7/9/2025 at 07/49/40 UTC. And they have a 43-degree elevation. Okay, the crossband repeater on the International Space Station continues to be active, except for progress ops, July the 5th and the 6th. And they operate on 145.990 MHz up with a PL tone of 67. And then you listen on the downlink on 437.800 MHz down. If any crew member is so inclined, the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just may end up talking to one of them. Okay, the packet system is also active. Also, except for the progress ops on July 5th and 6th, and it's on 145.825 MHz up and down. As always, as this powering off for progress 7/5, and on 7-6. If there's an EVA, docking or an undocking, the Earth radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Okay, it's like powering off for progress ops 7-5 at 1550 UTC and back on 7-6 at 1005 UTC. It says all times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. The latest information on the operation mode for the ISS can be found over at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. Alright, and the latest list of frequencies on the ISS in use can be found at www.aris.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS operation team mentors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, thanks to Bruce, KK5DO. You can find information on making satellite contacts and getting awards for doing so or certificates, and that's over at amsatnet.com. And then you can find more of that over at amsat.org. You can also find the frequencies in use by the satellites and their operation status. And there's information about the symposium coming up. And then there's the AMSAT store. You can buy antennas, all kinds of stuff over there. So as well as more information about making and getting awards for making satellite contacts there, thanks to Bruce, KK5VO. So check out www.amsat.org. All right, looks like we're down to AMSAT Ambassador activities. AMSAT Ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, AMFest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. On August the 21st to the 24th, 2025, is the Northeast Ham Exposition, or they call it HamX. A New England ARRL convention is being carried on simultaneously. All right, that's going to be at the Best Western Royal Plaza and Trade Center at 181 Boston Post Road West in Marlboro, Massachusetts, 01752. And you can just go over to www.hamx.org for more info. And you should see W1EME, WB4ASW, and WB1FJ there. Okay, September the 6th, 2025, there's the Greater Louisville Ham Fest at the Paraquet Springs Conference Center at 395 Paraquet Springs Drive in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, 40165. And W4FCL should be working hard there at that AMSAT booth. Okay, the October 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, the AMSAT Board of Directors meeting and the 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and the Annual General Meeting. That's going to be at the Holiday Inn and Suites, Phoenix Airport North at 1515 North 44th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, 85008. You can find details at www.amsat.org/2025-symposium. Are you interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador? AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, ham fests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. For more info, you can go to www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. And there's a nice picture of W4FCL, the WA4VOC, at the Bars Field Day. And that photo came from KC3WNX. All right, it's a nice picture of some satellite antennas and on a kind of a temporary tripod being guided by what looks like is a bunch of straps for holding down the cargo and stuff like that. On field day, sometimes it just takes whatever you can come up with. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. We're down to satellite shorts from all over. We've got some good news here. The AWRL's Logbook of the World was returned to service on 1400 Zulu on Wednesday, July the 2nd, with upgraded servers. Logbook of the World is a web access database and repository that enables radio amateurs to submit electronic logs for amateur radio contacts, for QSOs, and for confirmations, for QSLs. Users can view submitted QSOs and resulting QSLs online. Radio amateurs can use the Logbook of the World to track their progress towards achievements and awards such as Worked All States, DXCC, or the VUCC. It is also used to verify AMSAT awards such as Gridmaster. It is used by the vast majority of satellite operators. The AWRL is soliciting donations through the AWRL website to support the maintenance and expansion of Logbook of the World. And we want to thank the AWRL for that information.
PL-123.
AMSAT South Africa, or AMSAT SA, has announced that the 2025 Space Symposium for them will be held on Saturday, the 2nd of August, 2025, from 8 UTC to 1400 UTC. And has issued a call for papers. The theme of the symposium is Embracing 68 Years of Space Science and Innovation in Amateur Radio. Papers are invited, covering all aspects of space science and communication impacting and enhancing the amateur radio experience, from the technical to operational aspects. Presentations are typically 30 minutes with a 10-minute question and answer period. Send proposals in Microsoft Word to admin@amsatsa.org.za by the 7th of July, 2025. To enable as widest as possible audience to participate, the symposium will be held online on the WebEx platform. Members of all AMSAT organizations and national societies may attend free upon registration, which opens on the 9th of July, 2025. You can email admin@amsatsa.org.za for details. And we'll thank AMSAT SA for that information. SpaceX launched its 500th Falcon 9 rocket to date with an overnight Starlink flight on Wednesday, July the 2nd. The first stage booster used on the mission also flew for a record-setting 29th time. The mission, dubbed Starlink 10-25, lifted off from Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station at 0628 UTC. A little more than 8 minutes after liftoff, the booster landed on the drone ship, a short fall of gravitas, completing the 472nd booster landing to date. And want to thank Spaceflight Now for that information. Okay, MethaneSat, the Environmental Defense Fund, the EDF, methane tracking satellite backed by the Bezos Earth Fund, is lost in space. Its ground team lost contact with the spacecraft on June the 20th, but tried to reestablish a connection until it learned on the morning of July the 1st that MethaneSat had lost power altogether. Team believes that the satellite is likely not recoverable. MethaneSat collected data on methane emissions that have previously been untrackable in an effort to combat climate change. Methane is the second largest contributor to global warming after carbon dioxide, with agriculture, fossil fuels, and waste decomposition being the largest sources. And we will thank Engadget for that info. Okay, EUMESAT's Mediasat 12 satellite, formerly Mediasat 3rd generation MTG Imager 1, has now taken over from Mediasat 10 to develop Europe's prime weather data service from GEO. Mediasat 12 is the first imaging satellite in the MTG program and now moves into its key position above the equator at 0 degree longitude, directly over the Gulf of Guinea. Mediasat 12 is now the main source of near real-time geostationary satellite data for Europe, Africa, and the surrounding oceans. And ANS thanks Sat News for that information. And a newly discovered interstellar object is the third such interloper to be observed in our solar system. The object, provisionally known as A11PL3Z, is not expected to pose an impact risk to Earth, but gained attention on Tuesday, July the 1st, when it was spotted by telescopes for NASA's earlier warning system for asteroid impacts. Speeding through our solar system at about 245,000 kilometers per hour relative to the Sun. It is currently located just inside the orbit of Jupiter, 528 million kilometers from Earth. It's uncertain at this time if the object, which will get a new name when it is approved and published by the Minor Planet Center, is a comet or asteroid. The observations so far have helped track the object's journey, indicating it likely came from outside of the solar system, from a thin galactic disk. And we want to thank the Washington Post for that information. Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate. Post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status will be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. Okay, you can just contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. That's from this week's ANS editor, Mark Johns, K0JM. That's mjohns@amsat.org. And the ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. They reside at 712 H Street, ME, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C. All right, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AMSAT Net. We look forward to catching everybody next week, so stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts, and we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO up there in Roman Forest, myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AMSAT Net.